All right. Okay. So the last watching of I, Frankenstein was not my crowning achievement. It was me. I couldn't have been more tired. I had a really long. It wasn't even bad. It was just long, and it was frustrating. I guess it was a little bad day at work, and so then I was coming off of that, and it was just, I was not in a great mood, but yet I was saying, if I stop today, I don't want to miss a day. So I watched the movie, I watched it, and it went by excruciatingly fast, so I'm not sure, maybe I was just tuned it out, I'm not sure what happened. So yesterday, when I watched it, I tuned it out. I was watching it. It was on, but I don't know if I was even digesting that it was occurring at that moment. So that was what was happening. It wasn't my proudest achievement. I'm going to say I saw nothing out of that. It was just like it existed and it was fine. This morning, I woke up because I fell asleep after watching the movie, which is at about 9 o'clock. I woke up and it was 7 in the morning, and I had a brunch date at about 12:30, so it's like I got a couple hours in which I can get the movie done, and so that I don't have to watch it tonight, because watching it at night is always dangerous, because then I can fall asleep, and we don't want that again, because this is day 2 of me falling asleep. So this morning I watched it, and I was paying attention, I was paying very close attention, because I was awake, and I was like, it's the morning, I'm fresh, I have fresh eyes, I'm not in a bad mood anymore, I'm good. And this morning I was feeling so bad for Frankenstein's monster. I was beginning to feel pity for him, that as a character, he was making me sad. I felt bad for him. So now apparently this is the world I'm living in which now I am showing great pity for my main character, that he never asked to be born, you know, and he's now being, basically, he didn't ask to be created, of course, and then he's created, and then he's immediately discarded by his father, and then it just seems like he's in the middle of a lot of different messes, and he gets kind of blamed for everything. Like, he gets, the gargoyles are mad at him because they think he killed a human, and didn't, and then the demons are mad at him, or they want him. Everyone's pushing him around. He doesn't seem to do anything wrong. So in this sixth watching, I think it's the sixth watching. That's not good. When did I start? Sunday? Saturday? I don't remember. I think it's the sixth watching. That he was, I feel like, getting picked on. So this character I feel now is sympathetic. And that the gargoyles and the demons are ancillary characters that are not very nice to him. And I don't like that. So, sixth viewing, I'm going to say that this character is now growing on me. And I feel bad for him. And I feel bad for Aaron Eckhart, just in general. So, that's that viewing. So, sixth watch, I'm growing charmed by this movie. It's growing on me. I was getting bored by it, and now it goes by, it's so short, it's only an hour and 20 minutes, and it goes by freakishly fast, so by the time I'm getting bored, it's already 40 minutes in, I know I only have half an hour left, and now that I've seen it so many times, I kind of know the beat, so once I know this is going to happen, I know we're rounding down, so sixth watch, I'm going to say it's going by faster, I'm growing a fondness for it, I'm finding it very calming. So that's what's happening. Sixth watch. Doing all right. All right, for the book, I wrote 1,000 words this morning, and I'm going to write a little bit more later. We are at now, I got him to win the award. So, Jack won the award. And he is now, he went up onto the stage. He started a speech, so I'm going to say that he kind of got so nervous he didn't really say the speech that his wife had written for him, which was kind of like part of the story. And so now his wife didn't write the speech anymore, so now he is just saying stuff off the top of his head. So I went and I watched Tom Hanks winning an award because I thought that would be kind of a sympathetic character, sympathetic guy who would also win an award. He was a perfectly nice person. And so then it was structured similarly after that, so he thanks a couple people, thanks the nominees, blah, 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 blah. And then he starts to see the Hugo character getting up, and then he doesn't really notice it. I mean, try to keep it realistic. Like, if somebody was rustling around, you might not notice it, especially if you're kind of nervous. So he kind of hears stuff. In all reality, it's going to have been much more disruptive than that. But he just kind of notices people talking or whatever. And then it's all going to happen pretty fast because he can't be that aware of it. So this time around, it's just going to happen. And then as he recovers, he's going to be able to watch it. So he'll see, you know, in much more detail, or people will recount it to him. So it's going to be explained a couple more times. This time it's just, it happens. He's injured. So basically, I didn't get too far into it so far. But basically, he's been, because the podium is like at about waist level. So it may be a little bit higher depending on the year. So I think he gets some shot somewhere in the chest first. And then after that, he would fall a bit, so then he gets hit in the leg, and that's going to be it, I think. And so then that's enough times, I think. And then it's going to kind of go out from there. It's not going to be, I don't want it to be unrealistic. He wouldn't be aware of that much else stuff happening. So they're going to notice a couple things, and we're going to phase out of that, and then go straight to kind of what happens after that, like what kind of world happens after that. And that'll be conveyed through his agent and his wife a little bit. Probably mostly his agent, because his wife would probably want to shield him from it. So that's going to be the next section. I'm probably going to finish up the award show today. Then maybe start the next section where probably he's in the hospital. I might not, maybe not, well, I don't know. Maybe not the hospital, I'm not sure. I want to do all that because it's a lot of technicalities, and also it's not that interesting, so maybe just kind of skip a couple, like 2 weeks, because he really wouldn't be that aware anyway, and then go straight to him coming home. Actually, now that I think about it, that makes more sense. So that'll probably be it, the skip the hospital, because it's a lot of like medicine and things, tubes, and it's not that interesting, and he's not going to be unrealistic that he'd be that all that aware of what's going on. So it'd probably be better once he gets home. And then he can be on his computer, all that stuff, and then he can be more aware faster. Okay, so that's with the update now. About 6,000 words. And we're gonna next update probably tomorrow. So that's it for now. Okay, bye.